All right, this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship we're on right now. I'm actually waiting to see if Zach will come on. He's a wonderful young man. If he does, it'll be great. If he doesn't, that's fine too. I got me and Miss Branda here. So we're waiting. It is 7 o'clock, so we're going to start. We'll show grace if someone wants to come in. And Branda's making funny faces right now. She's doing the... Because she is a ninja, so I call her a ninja. So she was just doing the ninja stuff because, man, she flies around the house. It's just unbelievable. And she'll ask me if she'll say, you're going to feed the dogs? And I say, yeah, I'm going to get to it. And I look around, and a minute later, not even a minute, like 30 seconds, she's got them all, she's got everybody fed. You know, I mean, it's amazing. But God's design on men and women are absolutely perfect. You know, his design on creation is perfect. His design on life is perfect. Now, what happens when we get in the way is we start doing our will in our ways. And that's what ends up happening. Is we throw things out of balance and throw things out of whack because we try to do it our way, and we don't practice some of the principles that we've been taught here. Now, let's say you're new coming on here, you know, like we had new people coming on to the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. You know, you have to start a little, well, you have to walk in with the wisdom and walk in the Spirit of God and be kind, tender, loving, and gentle, and let people know what kind of God that you worship, you know, the true God, you know, and because there's a lot of people that are stuck in religion. And, if they want to stay there, that's fine. I'm never going back. That's for sure. I mean, and it's so easy too to get stuck because the prior, group that I was with, it was a lot of, boring, dull, no signs, no miracles, no wonders. Now I'm actually seeing sign, miracles, and wonders. I had, a husband and wife at the, and they're, he's a retired Gainesville fireman, and, the wife is retired from Gainesville also, but she currently works, I'm sorry, retired from Alachua County, which, if you don't know, is in the center of the state. Go to Orlando and just go over a little bit, and you could run into Alachua. But anyway, and her husband got sick, and he ended up in the hospital, and all the people around me, all of them were professing and confessing doom and gloom. And something welled up inside me, Spirit of God Comforter welled up inside me. And I just, oh, that's so sweet. Brandon's got her head on my shoulders. That's so sweet, honey. I love you. So, and I thought about, her name was Mary, and, I don't know her really well at all, but, God just had me, to make a phone call at the right moment, at the right time. And I mean, he was going out and not doing good. And, when I made the call, she was just getting ready to go to the hospital to see him. He was, you know, he was out at the hospital, not doing good. You know, they're preparing not for him not to make it and all this other stuff. And, I don't think she had any contact other than, you know, bringing him socks. And, everybody old enough here to know the routine, you know, you know, when somebody's, you think they're not going to make it, you start preparing ahead of time in your mind mentally. Well, God showed me and said, make a phone call, talk to Mary, which was Terry's wife, Terry's a retired fireman out of Gainesville. And, I spoke to her. Once I spoke to her, I said, listen, I said, just because they got white, jacket on and they call themselves doctors, they're not God. You know, we have the ultimate say here. We can command and claim things and pray and have God step in. There, we have actually have a podcast with graceloveandtruth.com. With Lawrence Thor. He's the man of God with graceloveandtruth.com. And, we have a podcast, and we also have, teachings and sharings, and we have a Thursday fellowship at 2 o'clock. And this is mine, Florida Go to God, fellowship, at, 7 p.m. U.S. time, Eastern Coast time. And, so I did that, and then he ended up, and I told him he's going to be out of the hospital. I said, God, you're on the clock. I said, you have to back up my words, you know? And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, you know, a little bit of doubt came in, you know? There's Zach. Fantastic. Let's see if we can let him in.
Hey guys.
Hey, Zach. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. Just finished good. Dinner.
Good. This is my wonderful wife. So you got on easy. This is great. So glad you're on. This is my wonderful wife, Brenda.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. And, so anyway, so what we do is we just share from our heart and I'll let you go and just go ahead and share some things. Basically, it's Florida Go to God First, and the fellowship. And, that's how the first century church started. We are definitely not religious at all. Nothing against religion. We just don't go to says God does not dwell in temples made with hands, you know, because it's all about your heart. You know, that's what God's looking at. But anyway, go ahead and introduce yourself and let Brandon get to know you. And what I do after this, just so you know, is I forward it off to Lawrence, who you've already, I think, text with. And I think you've text with him. And he's going to send you the Thursday meeting. Currently, we got two little cats running around. You like cats?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, I do like cats, kind of more so as I get older. Used to be a dog person, but I don't know, cats are more, like self-reliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This one here knows anything you want to know about cats, you just ask her. But go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from, how you ended up where you're at, where you, you know, what your plans are, what your hopes and dreams are.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm Zach, alcoholic, addict, and I've been in Jacksonville for about 5 years now. Originally born and raised in North Texas, but kind of lived all over the U.S., really. So basically, about the 5 years I've been here, I've always, you know, I was always maintaining, like, a really good, like, kitchen job in Jacksonville, always had, like, a nice place to stay. You know, I drink and go out, you know, maybe like once or twice a week, and, you know, I dabble and blow, you know.
Yeah.
Not saying I want to return back to that, but like for at least three and a half years, I was functioning, you know, I could pay my bills.
Yeah.
You know, nothing really too crazy happened. Just, you know, drink here and there, a little bit of blow.
Yeah.
Then I got opened up into, again, it'd been quite some time, meth.
Yeah.
So a year and a half ago, kind of got off and on back on the meth train, and it just slowly just took over and destroyed my life, especially this past year.
Mm-hmm.
I was at this hippie house, kind of like, I wouldn't really call it a trap house, but kind of like a dope house.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that a 23-year-old girl, a friend of mine, she went into psychosis, and I had to call her mom to come take her to the hospital, and everybody there was stealing, and
Yeah.
It's kind of, there's a rat infestation, there's cockroaches, it's just violence all the time, and bad drugs everywhere. So I literally just, after that day, I left what little possessions I had. And I said, you know what? I just started walking. I just left.
Yeah.
And that was the last time I used, and that was almost 2 weeks ago.
It's great.
So yeah, no, I'm going here now. I'm, you know, have a job interview on Thursday, and then,
there's a praying woman right here. She, when she hears that, she's going to be praying for you.
Definitely.
That's awesome. I definitely need it. Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. And, just cliche, I'm literally just taking it like a step at a time, day at a time.
Yeah.
Not trying to focus too much on tomorrow. Not trying to too much on the, trying to be here now, I guess.
Yeah. Be present. And I turn you on to the original Zoo Crew and tell me how much you like that.
Oh no, it was great. I loved how it's super convenient. And, a lot of younger folks and I love seeing people all across the U.S. because I've lived in 35 different states. So it kind of it's kind of nostalgia for me.
Yeah, they're all over the world.
Super cool, and I can get on. Yeah,
you'll see some people
very cool.
You'll see some people from Australia, New Zealand, Portugal, England. You'll see Sweden. You'll see different people eventually. Because if you go down the list, there's sometimes some meetings, if you look at the participants, it's like 465 people, you know, depending on what it is, you know. And how about their music?
Okay.
Their music rocking or what?
They have this one girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this one girl played some of her music that she made, and then we took about 10 minutes to listen to that. That was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And then how about, when they ask you for about a chip? I want one. I want one. Get it, get it, get it, get it. You know, I mean, it's the whole group is rocking. You know, it's full of energy, you know, which is good. Yeah, so this is just the start of your adventure. I can see your heart, and you got a heart to stay, man. So, let me tell you something. I grew up in a neighborhood down in Miami, and man, oh man, I'm telling you, it prepared me for the fire service. And, by the time I got to the fire service, I could see anything that I saw, I had already seen at my neighborhood, you know, overdosing. Okay. Shootings, stabbings, you name it, I've seen it. And by the time I got there, it was like, you know, okay, here we go. You know, I feel like I'm home, you know, but you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to get sober this age. You know, I got 4.5 years and then I was a binge drinker intermittently. I would do stuff and see the thief, we're in the middle of a war, and the adversary, which is Satan, he wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy you and me. He wants to break up our marriage. He wants to kill you, wants to kill me, wants to kill her. He doesn't like her because she's so outgoing and loving. She got great hospitality. She's tender, sweet to people. She's got different other qualities. She's super, super smart woman. Besides being pretty. Yeah. So, same thing with me. I'm not quite as pretty as her, but I am a good looking guy. And so anyway, the quality, all of us are designed differently. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. No, I was just sharing. So go on. I'm sorry. My wife said to let you share. Keep going. Because apparently you needed something else to share. Go ahead.
What was it?
Zoo
Crew. Zoo Crew is really, I really enjoyed that. especially I enjoy the different, like everybody's like different accents. It's kind of,
yeah,
just being able to like, you know, connect with people from, you know, not that aren't just in the same pot as me in Jacksonville. That's interesting, getting like, you know, different perspectives from across, you know, the U.S. from what, you know, different cities and what they're dealing with and how, different vices that, you know, may not be here exactly.
Yeah. Well, the Thursday meeting, if you want to hear some accents, you'll hear some accents. I got to put closed caption on to catch some of the.
Well, there's slang. Their way of talking.
Yeah, it's an English, our minister's from, Bristol, but, he's so down to earth. But see, and God has placed him there for a reason, you know, and, then we have, Frank from France. We have, Carl from Norway.
Okay.
Yeah. We got,
Marie Carroll. She's from Ireland.
She's from Ireland. Irish lassie.
Love
and
that.
Then we've got, Danny and Amber, which is Lawrence's, son and daughter-in-law.
And they're from Bristol. We got Ethel. She is from Oregon.
Oregon. She's from Oregon.
We have ML. ML's.
ML's in Colorado or Texas. Not sure.
Yeah. So they're just everywhere. They're just from everywhere.
And Judy's in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And, then, Daniel, we got Daniel coming on. He's from Texas.
Yeah, he's from Texas.
Texas guy. I just realized. Yeah, he's from Texas. Yeah. I don't know what part you were from, but he's in Texas.
And I'm from Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. I'm not sure where he's from. If you come on Thursday, he's going to send you the link. Just pop on Thursday at 2:00.
Yeah.
100%.
Dallas.
You're around from Dallas? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. And,
I'm to come on later with that. It's Thursday. My interview is at 2:00.
Yeah.
It goes on for hours.
Yeah. No problem. No. You come on whenever you can. Don't worry. He'll let you in. Lawrence already knows about you because you've already sent a request in. So
it's usually from 2:00 and sometimes we go until 8:00 that evening.
Seven. Yeah.
Like the last time we went until 8:00.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just, you know, we were talking and
sharing.
You know, it just went on for a longer time.
Yeah. And you can come and go as you please. So don't let that hold you.
Okay. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. You get to know people and it's a good thing because, you know, you've traveled. That's the one thing, you know, God is, he's in the business of seeing, looking at your heart. You know, he doesn't look on the outer, space like me. He doesn't look at me and say, oh, that guy is, he's overweight. He's older. No, he's looking at our hearts, you know, so that's what our Father's looking at, you know, so. Yeah. We got some storms here. How about you?
No, just like, there's like some thundering, just a little bit of light rain, nothing too bad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of wishing it would rain a little bit, cool everything down, but.
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah. Today they said like, you know, very little rain, but, you know, I had prayed earlier. I'm
guessing otherwise.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we're getting some heavy drops right now.
It's going to rain. It's going to rain.
Yeah.
It's going to rain. We're going to receive it.
Yeah.
We're going to be grateful for every drop that you sent us.
Amen to that. Yeah. Part of the thing I want you to do, I want you to follow is start confessing, things in your life, not the things that, like me, I could look at myself and I could say, man, you're overweight. Man, you're not good looking. Man, you're not tall enough. Man, you're not, you don't have enough money in the bank, man. You know, you're getting near retirement. I say I'm debt free. You know, I'm very handsome. I'm super attractive. I am sexy. Use I am. And it's been proven. First off, God calls himself the great I am, which means he can be anything that he needs to be. We got a nice storm going on. He can be anything right out of her mouth. She's like, let it rip. So, and I mean, it's storming. So, so he can be anything that you need him to be for you. So like that job Thursday, you're going to, me and you prayed, you're going, mm-hmm. you're going to get interviewed for that job. They're going to probably offer you something more than just that job. They go, wow, you're overqualified. We're going to give you something else, mm-hmm. you know, and a man who gets up, you know, you're talking 2 weeks of waking up, right? Mm-hmm. Coming out of like a coma and saying, hey, I'm getting a job and get ready to hop on a bus. How long's a bus take you?
It's like an hour, it's about an hour and a half bus ride.
Yeah. Hour and a half? Yeah. I love that attitude. Like I love that attitude. With an attitude like that, God's going to take you a long way because most people, 20 minutes and like, oh my God, I got to ride 20 minutes on a bus. Oh my God. It's, you know, you're like an hour and a half. Not bad. Relax. God's going to work with you big time, man. Trust me. Yeah.
I guess like Mandarin.
It's your perspective.
Area, man. I think Mandarin.
Mandarin. Nice area. Yeah.
And it's a
Papa San Jose.
Wheelhouse. Yeah, it's like, old St. Augustine Road and forget the crossroad. But yeah, no, it's a nice spot. So I'm not going to bike.
San Jose Boulevard, maybe?
Yeah, kind of around that area. Yep.
Yeah, right in that area, Mandarin area. Yeah. There's a bit later on. I'll show you or maybe meet you one day over at this park. There's a beautiful park over there with great history. Who was the lady that was there? Do you remember the lady? Was it Beatrice Stowe?
No.
Was it her?
Maybe it was Harriet's. I thought her name was Harriet.
Harriet Beatrice Stowe. Yeah. Anyway, just a great, you like reading?
Oh yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I do. Definitely. I just picked up a novel the other day.
Uh-huh. What'd you pick up?
Oh, no, it was Jack Kerouac, Visions of Cody.
Jack Kerouac, Visions of Cody, huh? Okay. What's it about?
It's about him and Neil Cassidy, their exploits in the 40s and 50s, about hitchhiking, hopping trains, and just traveling around the U.S. and Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That would be cool to read. I know there's a book on motorcycling, like somebody motorcycled all the way down to Chile, you know, from here somewhere and all the way to the end, you know, crazy.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
So that's a journey. My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't kidding. But you know, the thing about it, you get to meet people, mm-hmm. you know, and you get to meet them. You get to see where they're at. You get to love them. You get to be tender to them, you know, because it says that, you know, once you're born again, you believe God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You're as he is, you know, and so you're able to, walk that way. And see, the world tells you everything different about yourself, it wants you to condemn yourself for all the things you did. Same with me. Once things pop up in my head, well, get out of here. Get out. You know, and, I'm going to confess and believe what my Father, my Heavenly Father, Creator says about me. Look at this thing. I think my wife prayed for the Wizard of Oz, storms, what she prayed for. Because that's what we got going on.
When I get on the Weather Channel, it says that there's only a 2% chance of rain.
That's what they said today. I swear to you. And both of us looked at each other like, because I knew in her heart, she didn't say anything, but I knew she wanted rain. And I'm like, F this. I want rain. And I had no idea we're going to get this much. But if you could see out the back, I mean, it is just,
it looks like a tornado, actually.
Yeah. And she's got these chimes, three wind chimes. You're not going to go and go get them, are you?
No, I'm just going to
check. Oh, okay.
They might be golden.
Well, they're not making any noise. You'd think they would be. But anyway, so God is good, man. You got a good heart. You can just tell, man. That's why when I saw you, Rosita, there she goes. She's just trying to protect my wife. They good? We're getting some rain, huh? Yeah. Yeah. The whole porch. She loves it. The whole porch is flooded. Yeah. Good. But we usually go out and watch the rain, but you know, obviously we're doing this. So no, not with lightning. No, sometimes we go out there. I mean,
well,
yeah. 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 But, anyway, God is good, man. I'm telling you, he's going to take you anywhere you want to go. Just, it's all about being humble and meek and, you know, just meeting you that day, you know, that first day I met you, you know, you keep staying that way and you watch the things that, you know, God does for you.
And the one thing that Lawrence always says is confess what you want and not what you see. And that is,
say what you want.
Yeah. And not what you see.
And not what you see. Yeah.
And you got to confess it.
Yeah.
You know, because we deserve it. We are children of God.
It was paid for already.
Yeah. We are children of God.
We bought with a price. Yeah.
At not till we are above and not beneath. We are blessed and highly favored. And we just have to keep confessing that.
Now the world wants to tell you different though. The world wants to beat you down, wants to tell you, you know, that you're this, that, you're not going anywhere, you can't make anything out of yourself. You know, cause many, many times I went to the rooms, you know, and I could never get past the fourth step. That's the reason it's important that we rip you through these things and get you to start reaching your hand out to other people that are in need of help. Cause whatever you, it's a principle. See, God has all these natural principles like gravity. Gravity works for everybody. And so does sowing and reaping. Whatever you sow in life, in other words, good words into your life, you get those back. If you love people with love, you're going to get love back. That's why the saying is, what's the saying with the sword? I forget now.
Live. Iron sharpeneth iron.
Well, that's God's word. Yeah. Live by the sword, die by the sword. In other words, if people are trying to be, you know, all tough and macho and, you know, want to live that way, well, they live by the sword and they die by the sword because whatever you sow in life is what you reap. So like you, you're going out like us, we're confessing and saying what we want and not what we see, not what's in front of us with our five senses. It's called walking by the Spirit of God. So, you know, and there's these, different key principles, that work, you know, and connection like this is huge. And like Thursday, when you meet Lawrence, well, you've got the what's up app now. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to call him anytime you want. Cause he's working for God. So I, like, obviously I don't, he's 5 hours difference. I don't call him at, 3 o'clock in the, or 12 o'clock at night. Cause I know it's 5 o'clock. Cause he stays up till 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, sometimes. So, you know, over there, their time, it'd be what? I don't know. It'd be like 9 o'clock here. I'm like, what is he doing up? You know, I need him healthy. You know, I want him healthy because he's a guy I connect to and we talk things out like, chaps, mates, you know, and, I love that about the English. Their whole language is completely different than ours, you know, so.
Yeah. And I'm excited to kind of, to experience that more deeply and
yeah.
navigate dialogue.
And his wife, Kim, she's a minister also, and she's really awesome.
Yeah, she's absolutely wonderful, yeah. And everybody in their own right has a position in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't worry about what it is. You just get busy doing it.
We can't all be the arm.
Yeah.
We can't all be the leg. We can't all be the thigh and the nose or
eyes
or whatever. We all have our part to play.
And that's why we're different, obviously male, female, but we're different in personalities. We have similarities, but we're different. And then you, same thing. Male, you have different, personality, and it's designed by God. And as you put forth love to people, because it says love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you got to love yourself first, you know? So there's a lot of things that, these are just little key principles. The most important thing is the thing you're doing now, you know, right now, right this very moment.
I'm more than enough. I am more than enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than enough.
I am good enough.
Yeah.
I am smart enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more than enough.
Because there are times we all get discouraged. And, you know, that's when Satan, you know, starts telling us those lies.
Yeah.
You know, you're not good enough. Nothing is ever going to change.
It's always
going to
be like that. Yeah.
I experienced that quite a bit with the deceiver putting those thoughts in my mind.
Yeah.
Negativity constantly coming from the darkness.
Yeah. Well, you're hanging with the light right now, and it's not because of me. Trust me, because once you hear my story, you'll be going, oh my God, thank God I wasn't this guy. You know, I mean, I didn't do that. You know, I haven't even told her everything because, you know, we're married, 7 months now. Eight months now. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Of course.
And, what's that?
We dated for 3 years.
That's beautiful.
You hear that? We dated for 3 years. That was a little dig at me. Like, what took you so long, knucklehead? Yeah, we got engaged in Myrtle Beach, and then that was in Memorial Day because we actually met on Memorial Day, and and then decided to get engaged. Which I shocked her on that one. That was a big shock. Yeah.
Surprised me.
Yep, and then October 23rd is our marriage date, so we got married. And then we went to Jekyll Island for our honeymoon, just for a couple days, because I work for the state, so I can only take off a couple days, and I'm getting near retirement, and I plan on retiring. I got a couple other brothers for you to meet, too, like Colin is one of them. You already met Mac. He 20 years in. Can you imagine doing 20 years in prison and coming out and getting the landscape business? And he's got jobs for you, you know, up until Thursday, maybe, possibly, right?
Hopefully, yeah. He said he'd let me know what's going on this week.
Yeah. You know, a man that works.
Even you know, God,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just waiting on him, really. I know I got to trust the process, and I know when I'm going to have a job. I spoke it. I'm going to have a job by the end of this week.
Amen. 100%, like that's it.
Like 100%. So that.
Yeah. Yeah. We already prayed about it. So God's reaching his hand down now. As a matter of fact, if you go to thegracelovingtruth.com, you can listen to some, podcasts. And, there's a couple people on there that talk about, you know, they're your age. And, they talk about using heroin and, Becca, Amber, Keely is another one. They're all English.
Okay.
Mary Wade is,
she's in Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah. But, I mean, when I listen to her, you know, her podcast. I mean, I was just blown away because I guess, you know, you just never realize what somebody has been subjected to.
Yeah.
In their childhood. So.
Yeah. Tell a story about your grandmother.
Yeah. No. So she hasn't, because I, you know, through my selfishness and drug addiction and alcoholism in the past
you
know, few years, she hasn't really been in my life really, just because I've been essentially just a selfish asshole.
Yeah.
So, now she's, I got my wallet, you know, lost yesterday. Somebody stole it or whatever when I had it out of my pocket. And, I was really stressing about, prayed about, you know, an ID, and immediately she texted me and said, "Hey, Zach, I'm sending you, social security and your birth certificate."
Yeah.
So that was a huge, huge prayer answered immediately.
God thing. Yeah. And the grandmothers, you know, and the women in general are so special. They're always trying to, God's designed them to always help everybody. I mean, it is amazing. Like this one here, Brenda, she's, I call her my ninja. I mean, she just zooms around the house like, wah, wah. I mean, it's just amazing. It's like nice. cleaning the house and just all kind of stuff. Just absolutely amazing. So, but I'm so blessed you came on, brother.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no, I'm blessed. I'm very thankful to be able to, you know, share with y'all.
Yeah, because I wanted you to meet my wife.
Yeah, very, very blessed.
So, what house you in again? You're in Riverside, right?
Yeah, it's the greenhouse.
Greenhouse.
Yeah, it's fairly new. It's been active for about a month. I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah, and there's people in there court order though, right?
I'm not. I can't speak. I'm not sure. I couldn't say that.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, somebody rang the doorbell. I don't know why somebody rang the doorbell at 7:30.
Yeah, I did mine out of, like, I just called out of volunteering, you know, out of my own will, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Hang on, is it Brandon, black guy? White guy? Yeah, come here. Hey, yeah, this lickety-split AC people, they lost their minds. I told them four times, I said, send me a brother. You know, because this one guy, his name's Brandon, and I grew up in Miami. I've never heard of a brother named Brandon before, but they keep sending me these white guys. And then they sent me Antoine. And if they don't have a Brandon, who I want, who I requested, you know, I'm going to send them away. So hang on a second. I'm going to keep sending them away. Yeah, yeah. Here, my wife's going to take over. I'll be right back and talk to them. Hang on. Hang on, honey. Sit down. Yeah, sit right here.
Because Brandon was the one who told us all this stuff, and it still didn't solve anything. Okay. He and I have different opinions on stuff. Sometimes I think that it's best to have fresh eyes because, you know, they convinced Van that, you know, all the ductwork needed to be replaced. And,
okay.
And now we just in our bedroom, we just burn up. We've left all the doors open. We have fans on, we have ceiling fan. We have two different fans on, you know, you shouldn't have to do that. And we've even been turning the thermostat down at night and we still wake up and I'm just burning up. And I don't, you know, I have a house, have a place in Green Cove and I don't have that problem. You know, I still have Her bark is a lot worse than her bite. Checking out your.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let her keep going, and I'm going to get with him and let him know what we need, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Right on.
But the best thing that we can do is just always make good confessions. You know, nothing bad should ever come out of our mouth, you know, because it should. Because we can nitpick ourselves to death. Van and I have started, which Van was more dedicated than me, but we started walking. We're now in our second week. So, you know, we did today. And so I have to psych myself up to know that, you know, we're going to go walking. We're going to take Rosita and let her walk and do her thing. And, you know, it's beneficial for us. We're trying to eat healthier. And, I do not know why, but with men, they seem to lose the weight. And women, I've been like eating healthier and doing this and that. And I still, you know, stay the same. So, you know, I'm still going to just continue. You know, my goal is to get healthier. I'll see my doctor, again. I don't even know when. Probably September or something like that. But, you know, it's just changing the way you eat, the way you think, and those things are, you know, they're very hard. You know, in my youth, and like in Vance, I mean, I grew up in the 70s. We did a lot of stuff, crazy stuff. And, you know, I look back now and, you know, I think to myself, what was I thinking? But, you have to start somewhere. And, you know, my son, my oldest son, Chris, he just has some problems. He's got some mental issues and, you know, we see a psychiatrist once a month and, you know, just trying to get him straightened out. I had to install a Ring camera. He would call me at 1 o'clock in the morning and tell me there were people outside. He could hear him talking. You know, he called the police. I just, you know, just constantly. And so, you know, now he's on some good medication and he seems to be a lot better, but it is just, you know, we all have our demons and we all have our burdens to bear. And the thing is when you dig down deep into other people's lives, you know, even on the surface, they may look all, you know, bright and shiny, but down deep inside, that's not always the case. And so, hold on for a minute. I've got to get cooking down. This is Van's daughter's dog, Cookie.
Nice. Oh, is that a Yorkie?
Yeah.
Nice.
She is 14, and Van got her when Gabriella was 7. And so she's staying with us this week. And she is I mean, we love it when she comes and stays. She told us that for the rest of the summer, she's going to take Cookie home. And, we're just, I don't know, we're so used to always having her, you know, she sits on the couch with me. She goes to bed with us. So, it's going to be interesting on how we deal with not having her around, but, she is really something else. And this is, I rescued these kittens.
Oh.
This is Louie. And, and I've got Helen running around somewhere. But, when, my sister, you know, we try to spay cats, you know, get them fixed, neutered, whatever, and then release them again. And, what happened was she had come out of her door and she called me up and said, there's a dead kitten. Well, Helen, which is the other kitten, I mean, she couldn't even stand up or anything. It was awful. So I told her to go get me some, pet formula. I had to, feed them with bottles. But she couldn't even walk. The next day, my sister was like, well, did the kitten die? And I said, no, you got to see her. I mean, it was just like I mean, we prayed over her and, it was just like, total turnaround. And, she's doing so much better, but, if we can just catch these cats, cause they're feral cats, and, we've gotten a lot of them fixed, but, you know, it's just being able to catch them, fix them, and then you've got to release them back into the area where they are. And so sometimes that's not very easy. It's sometimes very hard. So, that is what we've been dealing with them. And so I brought Helen and Louie. Helen, come here. Come here, Helen. Here we go. This is Helen. Her mom is a tortoise. So she's a tortoise shell. And, well, I already showed you Louie.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, this is the one that couldn't even stand up. Cause when I brought her home and everything, Van and I prayed over her and, you know, I gave her a bottle and, I told Van, I was like, oh God, she's in such bad shape, but she survived. Say, I made it. So once they get old enough, then we can take them to the, animal shelter, which is in Clay County, and on Thursdays, and they do spay and neuter for free. So they just have to be, I think they have to be at least 4 months old, if not 5 months old. But I mean, man's like, what are you doing with all these cats? I mean, I have cats.
Well, if you would ask me, you know, after I got divorced, would I ever, you know, be with a woman that has cats? Or even if I would ever have cats, period, I'd say, you lost your mind. And so now I got Helen and Louie. They just, he's using the screw gun. Like he split and they went flying. Anyway, so now I want to keep these two.
Yeah.
You know, and we got Mia, the cat, which you haven't seen. Mia was, abandoned and see, I was adopted. So Mia gravitated right to me,
mm-hmm.
You know, and she picked me. Uh-huh. I'd pick her up and I would say, hey, you know, don't you, and the male cat, she's a female. Where's she at?
That the male cats would really be brutal to her, like really mean. They would beat her up and I told Van, I said, that is so unusual because normally they won't they won't pick on females. They'll do it to males. But her, oh my God, they were so mean to her.
Here she is.
And, so then one day he said, I've had enough. We're going to take her home. And, I said, well, we're going to have to stop by the pet store and pick up everything for her. And we did. And she loves them.
Yeah. When Brenda leaves to
with
go
the
in
babies.
The morning, she takes the two little cats and she's about a half an hour after she's gone, she's whining and moaning. You know, that motherly instinct, you know?
Yeah. But she's pretty funny, but she's really good though. And, we enjoy that. And there we go.
There's my daughter, Gabriella.
She's going to come and say hello.
Yeah.
Come say
hello. This is my buddy, Zach. He's from a bunch of places, but let's just say he's from Texas. How about that?
But right now he's in
St. Augustine.
He's in Jacksonville.
My daughter's in the University of Florida. That's why only reason I got the UNF, because I'm a Miami Hurricane fan.
Oh, yeah, hook and horns.
It's all about the U. Or so he says. But I'm a Gator fan, so.
Yeah, I'm married
to
a Gator fan. You told me I'm married to a Gator fan.
Yeah, I just love it. Yeah. When she announced she was going to the University of Florida, I was like, oh, my God.
We're at a play. Mm-hmm. We're at a play, and it came over email, you know, with this, you know how they got the things that spray out. And what she was doing, my daughter was praying. She didn't even tell us she applied, and what she ended up doing is
Hi.
Hey, what's going on? I'm Zachary. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Gabriella.
Yeah, and she didn't even tell us. And what happened is she applied for it, but she was pregnant. Yeah, you can go. It's okay. She's 21. Well, she's 23, really. She's 21 going on 36, really. But anyway, so what happened is, what she ended up doing was praying for her friends to be accepted in University of Florida. And she didn't even, you know, that God is amazing. You pray for other people and, you know, these little principles in life that you work. And so one of her friends ended up not getting accepted to med school.
No, she went to FSU.
Had to go to FSU. So, she ended up getting into a exclusive, academy or, I guess that's what you call it, right?
Innovation Academy.
Innovation Academy. Yeah, Innovation Academy. And, you know, which is like very rare to get into, but she got a full scholarship. And she's in sophomore year, so she's doing good.
Well, she finished her sophomore year.
Yeah, that's right.
So, she's going into her junior year, and then in September, she's going to be an exchange student in Spain. She's going to go for 6 months.
Oh. Yeah.
So, she loves traveling and she loves adventure. So it's going to be great for her.
Yeah.
Studying abroad.
Study abroad. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, I call it vacation abroad. I don't call it study abroad. It's vacation abroad for her. You know, because dad's going to foot some of the bill here. Yeah. So that's okay. That's what dads are for. Earthly fathers are for that. Your heavenly father is even greater. You know, so.
And I listen to K-Love, which is a Christian radio station. And it's 90.9. Okay. And, you know, there was, of course, this past weekend was Father's Day, and this, lady was talking, on the air about what a horrible father she had growing up, that he was awful. And, she was so grateful to have her heavenly father, you know, because not everybody has a great experience. Now, Van, like I told him, I said, you were adopted, but you were chosen. Your parents chose to have you. They didn't, you know, your mom didn't get knocked up and then decide to have you and all that stuff. I said, they personally went out and they adopted you. And I said, because you were wanted, you were loved. And so, you know, in that respect, him and then later on his sister, and, it's just wonderful. I mean, like I told him, there's a lot of people that, you know, I mean, I got pregnant right out of high school and, it was not planned. And so I can tell you that didn't turn out very well. So choices that you make, there are decisions that you've made.
But God can turn everything around. There's never a time he cannot turn anything around.
That's right.
Where we think it is impossible, he does the impossible.
Yeah. So,
you know, it's all about stop trying to do it yourself, ceasing from your own works.
Yeah.
And, relying on him. That's why this is called Florida Go to God First Fellowship. You know, so that's what I'm going to direct you to God. Obviously, with the AA program, you're going to, you'll be coming to me, I'll rip you through the steps and get you to start reaching your hand out and, to help, other, brothers out there and, try to help them. Cause everybody and, you know, we're blessed to even have a program like that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but my main program is go to God first. You know, it's not, AA. And don't get me wrong. If you look at the principles of AA, the reason it works, it's all based on God's word. Every single principle, every step, you can match it up with three or four different verses and chapters of, verses of God's word. So I think with that, it's getting close to 8. Do you have anything you want to sign off on?
I really enjoyed meeting your wife and, you know, meeting your daughter and y'all opening up and having this, like, open forum. It's been really nice.
Yeah. Well, Thursday's even a more free-flowing. You'll be able to kick back and relax and listen to a bunch of people. And you might have to put closed caption on. Because some people
are hard to understand, very hard to understand English.
And it's just because of the area they're from and their dialect in English.
I can sort of script on them and talk. Because you seen King of the Hill?
Yeah.
So that's filmed it's filmed where I'm from in Dallas, Garland, Texas. I can just start talking like Boomhauer and just throw everybody a left field.
I've got to look at it. I've never seen King of the Hill. You got to show me what it's about.
I never watched it that often. It was just something that, like, little Jason and Shane, they like to watch it.
Okay.
All right.
Real, like Texas accents. It's hard to decipher sometimes what they're saying. You got to, like, watch, like, subtitles.
Hey, I have got a cousin from Alabama. Yeah. And, sometimes when he's talking to me, I have to really, like, concentrate on what he's saying. Because a lot of times I do not understand what he's saying. His accent is so thick. But, anyway, it's a lot of fun. My parents, they divorced and, thank God, I was glad they did. Our life was very turbulent, very dysfunctional. So when my parents got a divorce, my dad had always told me, look, when there's just you and your brother left, then I'm going to divorce your mom. And I knew it was coming. And, so I was really happy about it. And, fortunately for my mom, she met my stepfather who was always there for us, always. He didn't have any children. You know, all the kids, the grandkids. I mean, he was the only granddaddy there was. And so he was a wonderful, wonderful man. And I lost my parents, this July will be, 4 years. They died 16 days apart. And, yeah, it was just, you know, my mom just, she didn't want to be here without my dad. And, so, you know, 16 days apart, they died. But, you know, he was a great, great father. And, you know, one thing is he wasn't an atheist. He was agnostic and okay. He believed in a higher power, but he didn't really know what that high power was. And so one year I told him, I said, you know, I've been praying to God and it's going to snow. And he said, it's Florida. You're not going to get snow. And I said, well, I'm praying to God and he's going to listen to me and it's going to snow. And sure enough, that Christmas, it snowed. And, you know, what happened was my kids were down at my sister's in Palatka. And I lived in Callahan, and so we were so far apart, none of us could get together or anything. But we got together after Christmas, and I looked at my dad, and I told him, I said, see, I told you it was going to snow. And he was like, don't pray for snow anymore. So, you know, I mean, I just wanted to, you know, let him know that, you know, I have a Father in heaven that listens to all of my desires and my wants. And sometimes he says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says maybe. And so, you know, you just gotta go with it. Now, my dad was from Colorado, and so he had seen tons and tons of snow. And, just a beautiful country out there, just beautiful. We had gone from one end to the other growing up. So just, you know, my life was so much better after my parents got a divorce. And so, you know, I had the best of both worlds. I really liked my stepmother, and I really liked my stepfather. So, you know, it was a wonderful experience, but some people don't have that experience and they don't have good parents and they go through so much fussing and fighting. You know, my grandson, I ended up taking him when I wanted to take him when he was 12 but I ended up getting him when he was 13, but you know, just the stuff that he was subjected to and exposed to. I mean, it was just horrible. So, you know, I did what I needed to do.
I feel that. Yeah, sorry to hear about your parents. I can, you know, I know that could be tough. My dad passed away May 4th, 2021, and I lost my mother in New Jersey in 2001, May 9th.
Yeah.
So, I can.
So ahead. I'm sorry, you lost your dad when?
2001, May 4th. Okay. Yeah.
And then your mom?
It's May 9th, New Jersey, 2001.
Okay. So it's been a long time since they've been gone. You know, yeah. I miss my parents. I just miss them so much. I just would love to be able to talk to them. But, you know, they always had words of wisdom. And so, you know, I was very fortunate in that respect. But, you know, it's just very difficult. And I think too, when, you know, like you losing your parents at such a young age, it has such an impact on you because they're the ones that you feel like they've got my back. You know, they're in my corner. And, you know, when they're gone, I don't know if you have siblings. You know, fortunately, I came from a large family, but, you know, it still is very, very difficult when you, have to say goodbye to your parents. My dad, he had Parkinson's and, he had gotten to where, you know, he couldn't walk and it was hard for him to talk. And so it was very difficult for him in the end, but, you know, he had had a heart attack and I remember just going to the hospital and the hardest thing I prayed was thy will be done because I wanted my dad to survive, but I knew, you know, I wanted God's will to be done. And so I had my dad probably another 8-9 years. So, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So what's going on, honey?
The normal information.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to close off, close off, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for coming on. Sorry for the interruption. Lickety split. I didn't know. I knew they were coming between 1 and 6, but it's 8 o'clock right now. I completely forgot, you know, between 1 and 6 and now it's 8 o'clock and they show up and they're busy. He's run out of options. He can't, you know, but, he's going to make some phone calls and try to figure it out. So Father God, I think for them figuring out how to fix the AC in the back bedroom, in the name of Christ Jesus, I say what I desire, say what I want, not what I see. So I'm not going to confess they can't do anything. That's bullshit. See, I almost did that. And I'm going to turn that around and say they're going to be able to fix it. You know, so I thank you for that. And they'll figure it out and it's going to get fixed.
Yep.
So with that, I'll close out and I'm going to close out in prayer with you. So Father God, I thank you for Zach. What a pleasure him coming on here. And I thank you for, you working in him Thursday. We're going to keep him in prayer. Now tomorrow morning, I'm going to meet you at Java Club at, 7 a.m. in the morning. So I'll meet you there. I thank you for that. Yeah. Java, right?
Yep.
Java. Okay. And so I thank you for that. I thank you for just making yourself known to Jack, to Zach, to Yak. God, can't even talk.
We know a Jack too.
Yeah, I've been watching the World Cup, so I'm like sleep deprived. She's giving me a hard time, you know, because I love sports. I'm watching the World Cup and look at her head's going.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, he comes to bed at 3 o'clock and then he tells me he's tired. And I'm like,
the Japanese beat Sweden. I mean, I kind of had to stay up for that. Yeah. So anyway. So Father God, I thank you for all that. I thank you for a great night, good night of sleep, rest. And, I thank you for just making yourself known and providing everything Zach needs. And, thank you for working with him to will and do your good pleasure. And I thank you for what a blessing is. Looking forward to talking to him tomorrow. And then we can figure out things go from there. Obviously Thursday he wants to come on, which will be great. And I just thank you for all that in the name of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Love you, brother.
It was nice to meet you, Zach.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right.
Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
All right. You too. All right. Bye-bye.